Online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 10. A gas explosion at a mine in northern China has killed at least 90 people. Nine miners are still trapped underground. A huge rescue effort's underway to reach them. The family of a woman who accused the former Prince Andrew of sexual assault has welcomed news the police are looking into potential sex crime allegations against him. Virginia Giuffre sued Mr. Mountbatten Windsor in 2021, and the matter was settled out of court with a multi-million pound payout. India McTaggart is the Telegraph's royal correspondent.
I feel as if the family are just saying, you know, we appreciate that the UK is taking this with the seriousness that it is, you know, and actively widening the scope of the investigation into Andrew now, which is, you know, a major escalation.
Andrew's always denied the accusations against him. Holidaymakers heading to the port of Dover are being warned of two-hour queues to get through border checks. New EU rules requiring fingerprint and biometric scans caused huge disruption yesterday. Amber heat health alerts are in force across the Midlands, East and South East England as temperatures soar over the bank holiday weekend. We could see highs of 30 degrees Celsius in Greater London today. Ross McLeod, water safety manager at the RNLI, says it may be warm outside, but our waters won't be.
The water temperature is still very cold. It's around about 12 to 13 degrees Celsius, and we know that evokes a cold shock response, gasping, hyperventilation, sudden increase in the workload of the heart that accounts for about 60% of the deaths we see each year.
After being reinstated into the Championship playoffs, Middlesbrough are hoping to secure promotion back to the Premier League this afternoon. They were elevated to be Hull's final opponents after Southampton were kicked out over allegations they spied on rivals' training sessions. And two French cities have been named the best value city break destinations in Western Europe. Lille and Strasbourg came out on top, citing cheap accommodation, food and public transport. That's the latest. I'm Jenny Barsby.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
A petition calling on Buckinghamshire Council to protect greenbelt and farmland has reached over 1,500 signatures. The petition also states that development should only proceed where infrastructure such as roads, schools and healthcare services can adequately support it. The e-petition was launched on the 7th of May and is scheduled to run until the 4th of June through Buckinghamshire Council's website, where residents can add their support online. The community spirit will be in plentiful supply to Family Fun Day in Chinner tomorrow. Organisers are offering a range of attractions, including live music, food and drink, children's activities and even a rounders match. The venue is the Chinner Community Pavilion, which is a registered charity.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Who's enjoying the summery weather right now? Another hot and sunny day today. Clear blue skies, very light winds and highs of 26 degrees Celsius this afternoon. I'm Anne Robinson, and for more local news, click on news in the media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2, Saturday morning with Peter Dawes.
Peter Dawes.
Red Kite Radio.
Yeah.
Kite Radio. Red Kite Radio.
Well, good morning, ladies and gents. 10 past 10, just approaching 11 past 10 here, on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio on this Saturday morning, which means, of course, it is time for the Saturday morning show with me, myself, and I, Peter Dawes. I've got for you music chatter, news of a local variety, and, of course, there's a lot more football than you would think to get our teeth into, because, of course, it is the final weekend of the Premier League season. Then, of course, we have the small matter of the Championship playoff. You've got a few European finals to look at, and then the big story from yesterday, Thomas Tuchel's England squad for the World Cup. All of that to come over the course of the next 2 hours. But for the time being, let's carry on with the music. Here's SZA and Justin Timberlake with The Other Side.
You're preaching to the choir, heading on yourself. Quit playing with your mind, you're spinning. If you think that I'm a liar, just try it for yourself. This clown's world. Clowns will open up, blue skies are willing.
107.2 Saturday morning with Peter Dawes, Red Kite Radio.
I can see clearly now. Taking us up to 17 minutes past 10. Now, we have got for you today, well, I say we, you have got today, biggest game in the football calendar. It is, of course, the Championship Playoff Final today, kicking off at 3:30. And it's one of the most controversial finals there's ever been. It's Hull City versus Middlesbrough. Now, that in and of itself is not particularly controversial. Hull City, of course, overcoming Millwall, so the Tigers overcoming the Lions to get to the final, and Middlesbrough sort of overcoming Southampton. This is where the controversy comes in. Of course, Southampton did beat Middlesbrough 2-1 in the on aggregate in the semi-finals, but of course, Spygate happened. Now, for those of you that missed that. Southampton were expelled from the playoffs, reinstated, with Middlesbrough being reinstated. Southampton admitted to spying on three rivals' training sessions, including Middlesbrough, before the semi-final first leg. But they'd appealed against their expulsion, calling it manifestly disproportionate to every previous sanction in the history of the English game. An EFL independent disciplinary commission on Tuesday evening expelled Southampton from the playoffs, reinstating Middlesbrough. Big controversy over there. I believe somebody was quoted as saying it's like being put in the electric chair for stealing a Mars bar from the corner shop. Arguably a bit disproportionate, yes, but you know, you need to clamp down on things like this. So Southampton, of course, thrown out of the playoff final, and they will have a 4-point deduction going into next season as well. So they shall start the championship season next year, or in August, on -4 points. So massive game there. Regardless, today's match will go ahead. Hull City versus Middlesbrough at 3:30 p.m. And of course, Wembley Stadium. Massive game for both teams there. And they will be, of course, battling to see who will join Coventry and Ipswich in the Premier League next season. Right, speaking of the Premier League, we shall have a look at that, because that's all going on tomorrow. We'll do that, in just a bit, after this ad break and a couple of songs, the first of which will be McFly with Obviously.
Red Kite Radio.
Excellent service, expert advice, and a wide selection. It's all here at Aylesbury Bullion, a traditional family-run jewellers on the High Street, Aylesbury. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844-290-899.
Around 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311. 07961 052311. Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
For Tame, Haddenham and Henton.
Red Kite Radio.
Recently I've been hopelessly reaching out for this girl who's out of this world, believe me. She's got a boyfriend. She's out of my league, but how can I win? She keeps dragging me in, and I know I never will be good enough for her. No, no, I never will be good enough for her. Gotta escape now. Yeah, up to LA, and that-
107.2. Red Kite Radio. Real local radio.
In Acapulco, taking us up to 28 minutes past 10. Now. Tomorrow is, of course, the final day of the Premier League season. All 20 teams in action, all at the same time, all kicking off at 4 p.m. There's only a couple of things I have to sort out. One's pretty minor, the other's pretty major. The minor one is, will Bruno Fernandes break the Premier League assists record against Brighton tomorrow as Manchester United travel to the South Coast? He sits on 20, level with Kevin De Bruyne and the great and glorious Thierry Henry. One more assist against the Seagulls would see him out in first on his own, holding the record by himself. Will he do it? I guess we'll find out. You've also got Burnley. They're at home against Wolverhampton Wanderers. Crystal Palace are at home against the new champions, Arsenal, who, of course, wrapped up the title earlier on in the week after City drew with Bournemouth. You've got Fulham at home against Newcastle United. Liverpool are at home as well against Brentford. Manchester City host Aston Villa, and Nottingham Forest host Bournemouth, whilst Sunderland host Chelsea. Now, on to the big thing to sort out today, the last real thing to figure out, is relegation. Two teams still threatened, and that is, of course, Tottenham and West Ham. They are both in action. Tottenham at home against Everton. West Ham at home against Leeds United. Everton and Leeds both safe from relegation, definitely not getting relegated. Leeds haven't really got a European place to qualify for. I think Everton have a very, very, very slim chance of qualifying for some sort of European competition, but it's so slim you might as well just not even acknowledge it, even though we have done. But anyway, Tottenham can still be relegated. They are 2 points ahead of West Ham. If Tottenham lose and West Ham win, West Ham will survive, Tottenham will go down. But if Tottenham simply get a draw, get a win, or just get a better or the same result as West Ham, then they will be safe because they have a far superior goal difference to the Hammers. So if West Ham win and Tottenham draw, they'll be level on points, but Tottenham have a far better goal difference. Unless West Ham can win by like 8 or 9 goals or something. So, you know, unlikely. They'll be happy to get 1-0 win, West Ham. Anyway, that's the major thing to sort out tomorrow. Will Tottenham or West Ham go down? All kicking off at 4 p.m. Right, we'll take a little break from football for the rest of the hour, but we shall come back to it in the second hour of the show. There's a few European finals to wrap up. One already wrapped up. We'll get into that. And, of course, we shall look at Thomas Tuchel's England squad for the upcoming World Cup, kicking off, on the 10th of June. I believe it's either the 10th or the 11th. I'll have a look in the break. For the time being, here's the Monkees with Valerie.
Classic tracks for your Saturday morning with Peter Dawes on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio.
Maybe I'm scared to scare.
Duran Duran and Nile Rodgers there, something current for you, with Free to Love, taking us to 10:37 a.m. I had a quick look. It is the 11th of June. The World Cup is kicking off. Mexico versus South Africa. That's your first fixture of the 2026 World Cup. 11th of June, 8 p.m. I believe that's our time kickoff. Anyway, 11th of June. But before then, you've got a great evening of comedy at the Cross Keys in Tame on Friday, the 29th of May. So a week yesterday, 6 days, this Friday coming up, starting at 8 p.m. Headliners include Martin Graham, who uses his wit and charm to turn everyday struggles into laughter. I just turn everyday struggles into more struggles. Nicole Harris is an award-winning comedian who creates amazing energy with her blend of improv and written material. And you can purchase tickets for the Comedy Ladder at the Cross Keys in Tame this Friday at 8 by going to jokepit.com and search on Tame. So jokepit, all one word, .com. Search on Tame and you can get your tickets there for the Comedy Ladder, the Cross Keys in Tame this Friday at 8 p.m. 29th of May. Be there or don't be. Right, let's have an ad break. Afterwards, Average White Band will be picking up the pieces.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
So much more than you bargain for.
It's the time of year to make the most of your garden. And here at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're always here to help with expert advice. We've a huge range of seeds, plants and containers to suit all gardens. Not forgetting garden tools and accessories to keep it looking great. You can add a touch of class with our superb garden furniture range, outdoor lighting, decorations and brilliant barbecues. So come and see what's new at Haddenham Garden Centre. And while you're here, visit the farm shop with its deli and butcher's counter.
So much more than you bargain for.
Haddenham Garden Centre, family run for over 40 years.
Here's Alex, pedalling off to work. And here's Nikki, driving off for a morning coffee. You know the drill, Nikki. Allow at least 1.5 metres when overtaking cyclists, or more if driving over 30 miles per hour. And for horse riders, like Joe on Daisy here, slow down to under 10 miles per hour and allow at least 2 metres. Whoever you meet, travel like you know them. Think, follow the highway code and let's help keep everyone safe.
Join me, Clive Wagerfield, on Red Kite Radio 107.2, where we broadcast specialist music shows each and every evening. I'll be presenting the Sunday Rock Show between 7 and 10 p.m. each week. So, remember to turn that dial to Red Kite Radio 107.2. You will find the best of classic and modern rock here, so tune in and turn up the volume.
Classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and the Villages.
This is Red Kite Radio.
We'll be right back.
For Tame, Haddenham and the Villages, Saturday morning with Peter Dawes, Red Kite Radio.
King of Wishful Thinking, taking us to 12 minutes to 11, just gone there, 10:48. Now, there's a fabulous evening of live music at Tame Snooker Club on Thursday the 4th of June. Doors opening at 7 p.m. The lineup will include the Dung Beetles, the Dead Cherry Pickers Music Society, and Camino. One for the Star Wars fans there. A donation of £5 will be requested on the door to cover club running costs. So just five of your English pounds. If you would like to perform, just email thursdaynightlivetame@gmail.com. So thursdaynightlivetame, all one word, quite a mouthful, but still. thursdaynightlivetame@gmail.com if you would like to perform. So that's the fabulous evening of live music at Tame Snooker Club, Thursday the 4th of June. Doors opening at 7 p.m. Right, let us have some more music now, since we're a radio station. It's kind of our bread and butter. Here's Cars with My Best Friend's Girl.
Always dancing down the street with this way blue. eyes. Every new boy that you meet, he doesn't know the real surprise.
Here she comes again.
When she's dancing 'neath the starry sky, she'll make you free.
Here she comes again.
When she's dancing 'neath the starry sky, I kind of like the way she dips. She's my best friend's girl.
Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
See you.
Florence and the Machine there with Ship to Wreck, taking us to 10:56. That is 4 minutes to 11. With that, the first hour of today's Saturday morning show comes to a close. But as we all know, it's a two-hour show. We'll be back with the second hour just after the news at 11. Stick around here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio, and you'll hear from me pretty soon.
107.2 Red Kite Radio. Real local radio.
FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.